Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome. Special welcome if you're here celebrating Father's Day with dads and caregivers and guardians and uncles. And everyone has got a father. Yes? Everyone has one. But this is the day we honor dads. And I think it's a cool thing because dads get a bad rap so often. So this is an opportunity to honor dads. We're going to do that in a little bit. I want to read to you from Psalm 100 as we commence our time together this morning. This is from the Passion Translation, which I love in the Psalms and Proverbs. Psalm 100, lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. It's concerning. It was delayed that we got there. Go ahead and do it. Everyone, everywhere. And as you serve him, bring your gift of laughter. And be glad as you worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy. Try to realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God. He is our creator, and now we belong to him. We're the people of his pleasure. Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. You can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. Come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. He is so famous for his faithfulness toward all. And everyone knows our God can be trusted. For he keeps his promises to every generation. Now let's stand and sing Psalm 100. Trust that by the time you leave this room today, you will be glad in your heart. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for the privilege that's ours to come together before you, the mighty God. And the invitation is that we come with gladness and we sing our way into your presence. Lord, what an awesome privilege it is that's ours. I pray that you'll help us to realize that and to realize again a fresh and a new way what it means to be worshippers, lovers of Almighty God. Be with us today as we meet. Those that can't be here today, Lord, we pray for them. Give them joy in their hearts out in the great cathedral out there. Lord, may they appreciate so much this day that we've set aside to worship you. And in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. You may have noticed as you came in, there's a box there. I have to confess that we've been a little remiss in encouraging a reminder that you may have got an email, those of you who are on email, that's there at the beginning, first Sunday of each month. Food banks are under stress always for food, so it's an opportunity to throw a couple of cans or something in the box. It would be great. Session meets this coming Thursday evening. If you've got anything that you would like us to be praying through, discussing, talking about, get in touch with one of us, please. We'd love to hear from you. Or you might want to come even to the meeting to share that. You're welcome to do that. This month, on the 24th, we have chapel services again. So get ready for that one. And also the 24th, it's daylight saving again, so that's going to be important to remember. And we have communion next Sunday at Otama. Just a reminder about that. Okay. On this wonderful day, I think it's a wonderful day. This is my anniversary. Oh, it's actually our anniversary, isn't it? Of 12 months of being here with you. I thought I'd better add that.
Wow.
Any birthdays? Yes. Glennis's
birthday today.
Oh. Glennis's birthday today.
Wonderful.
And Joe had one. No, they ask you how old.
I caught up to Jim.
Oh. Wonderful. Who else?
Sorry, Joe.
You weren't going to say anything, were you? Wonderful.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Miss someone? Okay.
Oh, I had a birthday in April.
Come back next April and we'll give you something. That's a threat. We sing our celebration song. Wonderful. Father's Day. One of the things that I've discovered about fathers, being one of them, is that there's an awesome kind of responsibility put on our shoulders as fathers, as dads, granddads, this kind of thing. Because in a way, we are set up to reflect our Heavenly Father. And so often, I know on these days, it dials up pain for many people who didn't have a good experience with their dad. True? It's a dial-up time for many people of pain. But we're not going to let that stop us celebrating and honouring dadhood. Mothers do all the work bringing children into the world. Fathers get the glory for it, kind of, sort of. But I tell you what, it's to be a father is more than bringing children into the world. A lot more than that. So, I need a couple of helpers, actually, here. Younger people, someone that can come and help me. Because we want to pass these around to dads. Can I have two helpers?
Oh, I'm a young person.
Thank you, Stu.
I can be young.
Anyone else like to help? Why?
Come
by me.
Ben,
would you like to?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, you could help by going up that side and passing them along.
We're not starting
those
yet.
Are the dads.
We're not here for the dads. Just for the dads.
All the guys.
Yeah.
Pass the basket.
So I want to pass the plate at the opposite.
Hands up the dads that got breakfast in bed this morning. Fat chance. Any fathers going to be taken out for lunch today or dinner? Yes, well done, Mike.
We're taking out every day.
Taking out every day. Any fathers get another pair of socks?
Yeah,
well, gray ones.
Here you
go, baby. Got my name. How did I know that socks were
I would have mentioned ties, but I know this is not going to happen.
Oh, look, you're near enough, Hamish.
Yeah.
It's only a week or so away. I thought we'd get a real good chocolate for you this time.
Did you get one of those, Stu?
I didn't. This way.
You were there, your family, so you deserved it.
I'd like to pray for this. Thank you, Lord, for the joy it is as a father and as a mother to watch a child come into the world. Just the thrill of this, the miracle that it is. And then the task of being a father to that child throughout their life, because it's never really stops. And Lord, what an awesome privilege it is. So on behalf of all women everywhere, Lord, I want to ask of you that you would make fathers again great, a joy to their children and to their spouses if they have them. For those who are guardians, for those who are uncles, that are role models for children, Lord, make them great again in the eyes of children. Cause children to respect their fathers, their dads, and Lord, to realize that that relationship that they have is so close to the relationship that we have with our heavenly dad, our Abba, our Father. Lord, for those who have worked up to the fact that they are orphans, may they understand that there is a dad who welcomes them back into the family. And so, Lord, I ask that you would honor, and we would honor together, fathers today. And in Jesus' name we ask that. Amen.